everyone. I'm Deborah Smith, and welcome to the Around the Tuesday Table podcast. I love stories and have always been a storyteller. Stories told through writing, stories told as a photographer, and stories told through music as a performer. But my very favorite stories are those shared live around a table with friends and family, and maybe my favorite beverage. Join me and my co-host, friend and fellow integrative nutrition health coach, Tammy Ressler, as we have honest, meaningful conversations around what's going on in our lives as well as the world. These conversations range from current events, books, experiences, and movies to health and wellness tips. So, pull up a seat and let's talk. And don't forget to subscribe. Okay, here we are.
Hello.
I guess we really are doing this. Tammy and I are both equally excited and we are very nervous. This podcast has actually been 2 years in the making. And ready or not, here we go. We're showing up vulnerable and doing it scared. Last week, we listened to an episode of Brené Brown's Unlocking Us podcast, and she talked about comparative suffering, the 50-50 myth, and settling the ball. Guys, it is so, so good. And it speaks directly to what we are all experiencing in the face of COVID-19. Brené's phrase, settling the ball, really grabbed us. And so today we are sitting down, each in our own office, definitely social distancing, definitely 6 feet apart, to have a discussion about it. So, Tammy, go ahead and give us some background on where settling the ball comes from.
Yeah. So when we chatted yesterday and that phrase settling the ball, I was like, ooh, what does that mean? And so my mind immediately went to myself. And so I can kind of be high energy and crazy and fun. And I was like, wow, in a crisis in the COVID, the settling the ball became profound as I was learning what it was. And so it's like all of these balls. I know in soccer, there's really only supposed to be one ball, but it was like all of these balls from things on social media, things with regard to my family, things with regard to my friends, what are we going to do, my parents. I mean, just all of these balls felt like they were out there. And then everybody started offering free stuff, like sign up for this free course and sign up for this free whatever. And I found myself just like the ball was shoulder high, as Brené said, and I was kicking and trying to kick every single one of them that was coming at me like, oh, sign up for this. Oh, call them. Oh, do it. And it was like, and so I found myself, my physical body, my brain was overwhelmed and overloaded. And so when you said that phrase yesterday, I was like, oh my gosh, like we're to settle the ball. It's okay to let it bounce. It's okay to let all of them bounce, to kind of pause and look at the field, look at the world, and not feel like I had to take it all in. Then I Googled it, as you know, after we hung up the call, and I was like, oh, and it was such a good little definition. But again, just that visual of calming down, not taking everything in, not having to kick and hit every ball that was coming at me.
Yeah.
But to just settle and evaluate, mm-hmm, and have a more smart brain to think, what do I need right now? What did they need right now? What can I do right now? What do I not need to do right now? So it was just more of a thoughtful process.
Yeah.
And I think of settling the ball.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And what's interesting about how you and I perceive like the balls, like for me, you're like, woohoo, all these balls are coming and I've got to, you know, hand it off to this and hand that one off to this one and like be this resource and wealth of information. That's your personality, this, to be the out frontline helper. And you're the extrovert, I'm the introvert. And I am like, oh, please God, I don't want the ball. Don't send it my way. Don't throw it at me. What if I send it to the wrong person?
What if the ball is supposed to really be here, but I make a mistake and it ends up, you know, outside of the boundaries? And so the fear of the actual ball coming my direction, it's like, I wanted no part of it. And yet still felt a responsibility to gather the information. Mm-hmm. And I probably have 200 articles and resources and information that I've been collecting and sitting on for the last 2 weeks. And I am like paralyzed with fear that I'm going to do something wrong with it. And so that's not helpful either. Mm-hmm. I don't have to deal with it on the immediate. My job really is to like settle it, use my body. Yes, it's coming at me, but I can absorb the impact of that. And now how's the best way for me to use it? So I loved that terminology. It stuck for me.
Yeah. Yeah. It was good. I just had another thought too, and settling the ball, like what I had been battling against is running and trying to get balls that really weren't my balls to get.
Yeah. Brené talked about crisis, and you and I as life coaches and as humans, mm-hmm. have experienced our own crises in our life. And so anybody that has experienced some crises, and I'm going to say if you're a human being, you've experienced some type of crisis, unless you're three. And then you're probably not going to understand a word we're saying. So that's all right. But she talked about the adrenaline surge of crisis and that how we're wired from genetics, beginning of time, run away from danger. Our bodies, God in his design, gave us that adrenaline hit to mm-hmm. escape whatever.
Survive
the danger, yeah. To survive the danger, right? And so our bodies are designed to have enough to get through that crisis, but the long-term piece of it is a whole other animal. I'm gonna quote where she's saying that, you know, there's so much mess and loneliness and overwhelm after the crisis that we as humans kind of, it can swallow us whole. Mm-hmm. And so if you've gone through the death of a loved one or the death of a marriage or a relationship or whatever, the grief of that can swallow you whole, each of us. Mm-hmm. And that we as a nation, we're coming to the end of our adrenaline surge and how this is not a sprint, this is a marathon. And that the fear of collapse is actually the collapse. So how does that set with you?
Mm-hmm. Interesting. I had pulled out the same thing, that as this exhaustion is kind of settling in for people, that adrenaline surge of the crisis is starting to wane, come down. Mm-hmm.
And even though the crisis is not over, I mean.
Oh, no. Yeah. Just like we're all in it. Like this is real.
Yeah.
This is here. This is what it is. And so now I think she said, you know, there's still lockdown. There's still remote working. Kiddos are still out of school. There's not a quick date that's been, you know, shared out there. And so it's like this, okay, is sort of the normal for this period of time. And we don't know when it's going to end. So I loved what she said, that it's not a sprint, that it is a marathon. And then she made mention that a mindset shift is necessary or we will collapse. Mm-hmm. And so for myself, for you, as well as anyone that we do coaching with, for each one of us, the thing that has to happen is that mindset shift. Mm-hmm. And so what does that look like? How do we think about this in a way that's going to move us forward so that we can then sustain?
Yes.
And whatever sustain looks like. So again, not an easy task. I'm not saying it's an easy task. Just when she said that, I was like, oh my gosh, yes. And then that was that idea of, for me, tapped into settling the ball. How am I going to shift my thinking? How am I going to shift my life? How am I going to shift the choices that I'm making to let the ball hit me, let it bounce, assess, okay, what do I need today? What do I need this moment to not be swallowed up? To not, you know, to not just get sucked down the drain of what this is. And so for me, that was, okay, how do we normalize this now?
Yeah.
Today. And so I think that's what has caught my attention and just you know, the thoughtfulness behind that for myself, mentally, emotionally, physically, spiritually.
And to also say that your process of what that looks like for you is going to be different than what the process is for me might also be different for people who are listening. So never want people, anybody, to feel like it has to look like Tammy or Deborah or anybody else's, because it is what's going to work for you. You know, we've learned
the roadmap of how we get there is going to be different for each person.
Right. But hopefully I don't need to know how I'm going to deal with it tomorrow. Mm-hmm. I need to know how to settle the ball that's in front of me right now.
Yeah.
And so maybe that settling of the ball might be for the next 15 minutes. Mm-hmm. It might be for the next hour. It could be for today. But again, it isn't that I'm going to settle the ball. Whatever I do today is going to work tomorrow or the next day or a month from now. It can change, right? And probably will.
Absolutely.
Don't you think?
I agree. So as we quote create this new normal for this season that we find ourselves and our families and work and everything else, it's that piece for all of us is grief. Like there's grief of what was to what is today. And so, yeah, what does it look like for me just as an individual to grieve all those losses from now I'm working at home. Now my husband's working at home. Now all my kids are home. Our internet sucks and keeps breaking down. So I can't connect. I mean, just all the obstacles that are coming at us. And so huge grief and lots of the crazy emotions all over the place. So that was a thing I think about for us, as well as anybody that's listening, is grief is real right now and loss is real. And how do we focus? What are the strategies again? What are the strategies to help each one of us kind of grieve that? And I think she, in her podcast, mentioned breath, focus on breath.
Yep.
And then moving to other strategies that work for us individually.
Yep.
So that's kind of where I went with that. We've thought about calm spreaders. So what are some tools, suggestions for strategies or steps that each one of us could take? We're going to do the CALM acronym, C-A-L-M. And the C would be about connection. So what could be your strategy for connection? And so some things that Deborah and I both have done. We have probably 99% of the whole world is doing this right now, but Zoom. So you may already be doing this, but if you haven't, step out of your comfort zone, figure out how to Zoom or FaceTime with your friends. I had a friend that I've never FaceTimed ever, and she FaceTimed me last night, and she's an introvert. And there is that desire for connection and is powerful tool right now in this time that we find ourselves in the world. So FaceTime, Zoom, some new way of connecting with people. And so the power of connection, truly, when we think about a whole body wellness kind of thing, it physically we're connected even though we weren't knee to knee around the table. It emotionally, mentally was a boost. I mean, relationally, spiritually, I mean, it just hit all of those connector pieces. C, connection. A is to assess. And we look at this from the wheel of life or the circle of life, whatever you call it. That's something you're interested in, obviously, reach out to us. But it's assessing all the pie areas of your life, from physical to spiritual, to your career, to your relationships, to your physical exercise, to your environmental things, as well as your food, your nutrition, whatever you want to call that. So it's kind of a whole body approach. So the assess is to look at your life and see what areas need some love, and then pick one, maybe two things for the day that you could do to up that level of wellness in that area. So C, connection. A, assess. L is to love on we were like, gosh, what's it look like to love on myself today in a way that I can then love on others? So Smitty, or Deborah, sometimes I call her Smitty, talked about some of the things she's doing. So from yoga to connection, the little activity that they do in the morning, to taking a nap. Those are all ways that we can love on ourselves. One of mine is to diffuse oils in my diffuser. Like, it brings peace and calm, just quiet time sitting, looking out my window, ways that I love myself. But then most importantly is, how do you love on others? It could be sending them a text that say, these are the three things that I just love about you. It could be sending an email. It could be sending a voice message on your phone. So to
dropping chocolate muffins at someone's front door.
I mean, if somebody ever did that for me, I would just be delighted. Maybe that's happened, Jill. Maybe that's happened. Sorry, don't be jealous and don't be a hater. Everyone needs a foodie friend. Oh gosh. But figure out ways to truly love on people that just like that, it brings joy and laughter, and we're just spreading the love. So CALM is to move. And as we thought about this, it's not just moving our bodies, our physical bodies. It's about moving our mental state. It's about moving our spiritual state. It's about moving our, what else? Our relational state. So it's about, how am I going to move today in a way that feeds my soul? And so that movement can, again, look very different, but in some way, movement is a tool to help us in this time as we think about settling the ball and not being in that space of fear and scarcity all the time. So we're going to go over it again. Calm, here are your tools. Connection, assess, love on, and movement. Ta-da.
And how are you, then, my final question for our listeners, myself, Tammy, and the people who might be listening, is how...
It starts with us, right?
It starts with us. How will we be calm spreaders today? How can we be calm spreaders today?
How will I be a calm spreader today? And the first thing that jumped in my head was, I'm going to use these tools.
Yeah.
I'm going to connect, which I've already done, obviously, with you. This has been sweet. I'm going to assess what my needs are and what areas, and I'm going to try to feed those today. And then I want to spread a little love. What is that? Sprinkle kindness like confetti? Well, let's sprinkle some love like confetti. And then my goal in the movement area is, I have not moved my body. And so as we were just talking about this, the stress and the negative emotion that I'm holding, I'm like, ooh, I need to go move today. So I plan to go take a walk, maybe at the park or something. So what about you? How are you going to be a calm spreader today?
Obviously, connection is with you now. I will connect with one of my sisters sometime this afternoon, because she had texted right before we started this today. I think that assessing, you know, like, how am I feeling really, truly, and being honest, not just saying, oh, I'm fine. But, you know, like saying, you know, I, on my level, you know, right now, having done this, my level is like at 70 or 80%, you know, by 3 this afternoon, after reading some news, I probably will be at like 20%, you know, but feeling pretty dang good right now. Definitely love on myself by having a nap this afternoon. Love on myself in that I will, my plan is to do some more baking this afternoon. And I, my intention is to share that with people I love. And movement, I think, again, like you, I need to move my body. Haven't moved my body. Outside of yoga, you know, I'd like to kind of be outside. Even though the sun's not out, I still feel like deep breathing that fresh air is probably going to be really good. So that's my task for today.
Okay. So you're going to try to, you've connected already, but that's going to be important for you today. Kind of assess the areas of your life that you might need some attention to today, that you're going to love yourself by taking a nap and baking, as well as sharing it. Is this where I say, pick me, pick me? And then that you're going to move your body tonight by doing yoga. So those are all, again, we're using the tools that we're encouraging others that might be helpful in their life too. I had another thought. Sometimes people have a hard time identifying their feelings. if that is something that would be helpful, I have a feelings list that people can download on my website.
We'll drop that link into the show notes so that people can click on that and go directly to that.
Okay, so if you're interested in that feelings list, you can go to my website at www.infusedcoaching.com.
So we're at the end of our conversation, and I just want to let people know where you can find Tammy. Tammy, you're available on Instagram at TDK Wrestler. That is TDKRESLER. You're also available on Facebook at Infuse Coaching. And your website is infusedcoaching.com. Not only will you find the feelings list Tammy mentioned earlier in the podcast, but there are a host of other life and wellness resources available as well. I'm most active on Instagram at SmithBites. My website is smithbites.com, or you can email me hello@smithbites.com. We would love to hear from you. So until next time.
Okay, it is a wrap. High five, Smitty.